This is the Bod Pod.
Are we born confident, or is confidence something that we learn? What is the secret sauce to our confidence? Hey, Bod Pod Squad. I'm your host, Rachel K. Grimm. And today we have a mini episode with a guest who's mentoring and educating on all things breast cancer awareness and beyond. We're sitting down with a rapid fire conversation with Anna Krollman, breast cancer bestie, survivor, and mentor. Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here, especially this month when it's, I don't want to say it's the only time that we're recognizing breast cancer, but we're really taking a time to, as you do, educate and learn how to look out for ourselves and other people in our communities.
Absolutely. It is a crazy month, but I'm so glad to be here and educate all year round as well.
Awesome. I want to first dive into the moment that you found out you had breast cancer, because I think that would be a great place for our audience to know what you've been through and then understand why you are someone that we should look to as like the best to educate us.
Absolutely. I think I'll take you guys with me to Mexico, Maya Riviera, on a resort. Imagine you're on a girls' trip with a few of your favorite friends on vacation, sipping some pina coladas, doing some water aerobics. And on that trip, I was actually waiting for the results of my breast cancer biopsy. A few weeks earlier, I had found a lump on my breast while I was showering. I was 27 years old, no known family history of breast cancer, wasn't really aware of cancer, and something like that stopped you in your tracks. But my husband and I decided either you're going to be on a beach celebrating that you don't have cancer, or you're in a beautiful place with people that love you to get horrible news. And so those were the news that unfortunately I did get, that I had what's called triple positive aggressive breast cancer. Normally when young women have breast cancer, it is much more aggressive. And so that, like you said, is a day I'll never forget and definitely changed my life in many ways, I think, leading forward from there.
Obviously, from that day, you went through a lot. And now when we see you online, we see you with this platform of over 20,000 people in your community who, as we said before, you say that you are their breast cancer bestie and mentor. What gave you the confidence to step out and share this journey that's really difficult? Did you share this journey while you were going through it, or did you start sharing your journey post your breast cancer?
Yes. So when you say, where did you get your confidence? It's very interesting for me to look back, because when I look back at my life before cancer, I was not living a life of confidence. I had a lot of the things that I think to the outside look like someone that is living with confidence. I had a great job. I was successful in my work. I was successful with friends, all these things. But on the inside, I was a bit of a shell. I really didn't feel confident in who I was. I was constantly second guessing everything about myself, a ton of negative self-talk. And so it really took getting to my absolute darkest spot during cancer to really question and ask myself, like, where are you going to go from here? I was bald. I was boobless. I felt like I looked like a 12-year-old kid. Like, I went from feeling like I knew where my life was going to being in this pit of a place where I was like, wait, who the heck am I right now? And if I didn't like myself before, and now you've had everything physical that you had spent years and years of your life trying to prove who you were, and you now have none of that, I really had that moment where I had to say, do you like yourself? Are you going to decide that you are worthy right here and right now, no matter what you look like, no matter what you're going through? And a little bit of what spurred that for me, part of it was being at my darkest, and part of it was people showing up for me and coming out of the woodworks to tell me how my personality had influenced them throughout my life.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think particularly as women, we don't get a lot. We get a lot of compliments on our outfits or our style or our hair, but it makes us think then that confidence is only those things. And so for me, being at my absolute darkest, I decided I'm who I am. It doesn't mean that confidence happened overnight. I believe that confidence is a muscle that you have to exercise and you have to constantly work on.
Yes.
I began a lot of self-compassion work, reading different workbooks by Kristen Neff, and like doing the hard work, doing the journaling, doing the therapy, talking to people about it. I shared during because I really couldn't find what I was looking for as a young woman going through breast cancer. And that helped me find the confidence because I said, if I'm looking for it, there have to be other people out there like me. And I had for so long not felt like, what is my niche? What is my niche? I don't just want to be another influencer, person, blogger. And I was like, all right, here's cancer. This is your niche. But now all these years later, it is. And that's why I call myself the cancer bestie of, hey, I've walked this path. I have done the hard work. And of course, everyone's story is unique, but I want to share the struggles that I've been through and what I've learned so that I can help hopefully others on that same path.
One of the reasons why we bring guests on the podcast and have them share their journey to confidence is, as you said, it is a muscle. It is a journey. It takes time to get there. And often hearing other people's experiences helps us find validation for ourselves, whether that validation is in agreement with what I think or challenging you to like be better and do something a little bit different. That is ultimately too what you're doing by sharing your journey. You're willing to share your journey so that others can either find that validation for themselves or be challenged to step into that version of themselves that is not so focused on how you present and that being what confidence is, but instead figuring out that confidence is within.
Absolutely.
What is the best way for someone to be an ally or be in support of a friend or family member who is facing breast cancer?
So I think the hardest thing for people in terms of how to be supportive to someone that is going through cancer is that a lot of what people need is not actually action, it's presence. And so while the meals are super essential, bringing meals, providing transportation, honestly, gift cards, cancer is expensive, gas money, things like that. Those things are so important. But the piece to me that I think was more life-changing and impactful was the presence of people, the friends that were willing to just show up when I was at my worst, sit on the couch, watch a movie together and cry and say, hey, do you want to vent? Do you want to have a pity party? That was something my husband and I did. Hey, I need to have a 20-minute pity party. Can you just come home and we're going to lay in bed and we're going to cry? And then we're going to move on. I don't want to dwell on this, but I need someone to just be in this space for me. And I think people are scared of cancer, like I was before I've gone through this. And you're also scared of how the person feels. But I think being open to just like having that vulnerable connection and telling someone like, I am here for you if it is really ugly and you just want to cry and sit. And I'm also here if you want to watch trashy TV and distract yourself from this. I tell people like just showing up, like sending text messages, checking on their mental health, like literally explicitly saying like, how is your heart feeling today? What is your mental state? Do you need support for your mental health? Can I connect you with someone? Like doing the research for people of here are resources that are out there. Do you need a therapist? Like just all of those little things of showing up for people on their psychological journey of cancer, I think are the most meaningful to me. Yeah.
What is one piece of advice that you often give to the women that you mentor who are just finding out that they have breast cancer, or as you said, they're facing cancer in general?
I think the biggest piece of advice that I give to newly diagnosed people is that try to imagine the life that you want for yourself after this. When you're in the midst of cancer, it can feel like a death sentence. It could feel like your life is over. And in many senses, a piece of your life is over. You are never going to be the person that you were before. I think that is true of most types of trauma. You're going to be changed forever. But holding on to hope that there is a life beyond this, that you are going to laugh again, you are going to have joy, you're going to thrive. And that's so much of why I share all of these seemingly insignificant aspects of my life, making coffee, going to a movie, playing with my kids, things where it's, wow, I see someone out there having a life after this, like feeling complete, feeling fulfilled. And so I think that's the thing that I like really harp on with newly diagnosed people is this life is possible. It may look different for each one of you, but just imagine what you want that to be and hold on to that imagery because that is so powerful as you're going through a really difficult time.
Is it okay if I ask what that thing was for you that you looked to that was your new version of your life post your diagnosis?
it's changed a couple times. I think at the beginning, for me, I really wanted to have children when I was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. My husband and I were actually trying, and I really had to put that on hold. And so that was a dream that I had and really had to lock away and not visualize because it was just too painful at the time.
Yes.
I tried to hold on to hope that I was like, that's going to happen someday. But for me, what really helped me, like I realized, I was like, I have to find a new way to feel fulfilled in my life. Like I thought I was going to be a mother and I was going to be a mother next year. But now like I have to define myself beyond this. And in the end, I think it was so powerful because that's where I really leaned in more to, I am a writer. I am a creator. I enjoy creating. I enjoy serving others. I got very into volunteering with different breast cancer advocacy groups and using my voice for change. And that brought me that, and my blog and social media just brought me such a sense of fulfillment that then by the time I did get around to having that dream come true of having children, that was just an added benefit. It wasn't like this whole, I am only now defined as being a mother.
Yes. And that's definitely, I think, back to what you said about discovering that confidence, like that all goes hand in hand, defining who you are as Anna and building from there. That's beautiful. You've built this awesome community online. I'm curious, have you had the opportunity to take this community offline, or have you had people approach you outside of your online space and say, hey, this is how you've impacted me on my journey to my own breast cancer journey or my own cancer journey?
Wow, it's interesting that you mentioned that. So going back to the very beginning, when I first started sharing on Instagram in 2015, Instagram was just like blurry photos. There weren't really like these videos and connections with people. And I will never forget, I actually was sharing more on Facebook at the time. I had my blog and then I would essentially just, I had no idea what I was doing from a marketing standpoint, but I would just post every blog that I wrote on Facebook and on Pinterest, which now all these years later, like if you search chemo hair, like my pictures are the first thing that come up, which is really cool because that was like, my goal was like, how do I populate a database of information so that when people are searching things on Google, they're looking for hope, like how do I get this information in their hands so that they see positive images instead of terrifying images?
Yes.
So I still will never forget, essentially at the beginning, of course, it's family and friends, right? Nobody knows that I even exist.
Yes.
It's family and friends and cousins, and somebody shared with a friend that had cancer and they got this message from a woman who, I think she was 29. She had two young children. Her name's Melissa. We're still connected to this day. And she sent me a message on Facebook and she was like, I really didn't think there was anybody else out there like me. Like, I'm just so scared. I'm starting treatment.
Wow.
And then I found your page. And for me, like that was all I needed. And so I really have tried to keep that mindset and that mentality with me through every step of this process of, it just takes one person. People get so caught up and not a lot of people are reading my story, or I don't have a lot of followers. And I always say, I'm like, but think about if you're in a room, like five people is a lot of people to impact.
Yes. Yes.
But when we get online, we think, oh, I need to have thousands. It's no, because every single one of those people that's being impacted by your content or by your story, it makes a difference.
Yes.
And I did have the opportunity to actually, I founded a chapter of a local support group for young women with breast cancer and ran that for many years. And so it was also just so fulfilling to be able to connect with these women locally and have the hospital referring new people to us and being the person that somebody could reach out to me and say, hey, can I have coffee? Can you tell me about what you've been through, what I can expect? And now, of course, as life has gone on, I still get those requests and it hurts my heart that I can't do every single one of them because I'm a mom of two and I work a full-time job and run this business. And so you try to do all the things, but I never forget that like your words matter to people, your story matters to people, and you never know who you're impacting that also was silent. Because not everybody's going to be the person that sends you a message or you meet in person, but it never gets old. Every time I hear somebody or say something about how my content inspired them, or they run up to me at a local event and say, oh my God, I follow you. Are you selling? But I'm like, yeah, that's me. It's still surreal to this day.
That is so awesome. I always think about the fact that I know as a creator myself, I know I'm not for everyone, but I know that I'm for someone, and those someone's are truly impacted And that's exactly what you're doing. Sure, yes, it's not for everyone, but for everyone that it is for, it's truly making a difference for them. And that's why it's so important that you do what you do every day.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything in the pipeline for you that you have coming up, coming out during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or anything that you know of that is coming out that could be another great resource for people to look to learn, educate themselves, and educate their community as well?
So, shameless plug, on October 1st, I actually just launched my very first product, which they are called Cancer Thriver Talk to Yourself Like a Friend Affirmation Cards. And so, this is something that I had just this vision for many years of when you're on your own confidence journey. I think affirmations can be really powerful, particularly as you're like continuing to work on it for an extended period of time. And so I use, of course, how most people do, sticky notes on the mirror or a post-it or different things like that.
Yeah.
And I always dreamed, again, like you mentioned, like different ways to reach people. And I always felt like I want something that's beyond my words. I want something that people can hold and that is what I'm trying to convey in the way that I live my life and the way that I speak. And so I talk a lot on my social media about this concept of talk to yourself like a friend. If you question the things that you're saying in your head, would you ever say those to the person that you love? Would you?
Yes.
Never would. But. So nasty. You would never say them out loud.
Yes.
And so I started thinking, I was like, what if this whole affirmation deck is like around that theme? And so I spent about a year designing the cards with an amazing like creative artist in Australia. And we like just launched the cards on October 1st. So they are available for sale on my website, mycancersheet.com. And they just, the feedback has been amazing so far. They're really targeted at any kind of cancer thriver, not just breast cancer. And similar to what we talked about of like, how do you show support for someone? Like my target audience for these is actually the loved one that wants to support someone going through cancer. This is a way to show and acknowledge, I get the psychological impact of what you're going through. I get that you may feel disfigured, that your body image is struggling. This is a way for me to show you support, even though I may not know what you're going through. And so that has been a really exciting, proud moment to be like, oh my God, I launched a product.
Like, congratulations. I ask, what is your favorite or your go-to affirmation in that deck?
Yes. So the one that I have up right now is really like a season that I'm in that it essentially says, I will embrace and show my body love as it changes through different seasons. And so I am about 5 months postpartum and taking a different approach. Like this time around, I'm doing more like intuitive eating. I'm not trying to lose baby weight. Like I'm doing an entire mental shift. And so for me, like that one is just really standing out right now. Of every morning, I'm like, okay, your body looks different. That's okay. This is a season you're in and you can embrace it. And so that's been really powerful for me right now.
I think that's such a great one. As you said, as a mother who is postpartum, for someone who's facing breast cancer, for someone who is just on their body confidence journey, right? Understanding that it's okay to embrace where I am right now while I'm on this journey. It doesn't have to be rapid change.
Absolutely. And I think if we wait to be okay or to accept until what? Until we reach this like perfect weight, perfect body, like you're never going to be there. And so then you will have wasted away your life waiting for that moment. And I think just like being a role model for young women, for other women, for my two boys I'm raising of like, it's okay for your body to change. Like it's okay for your body to look differently at different phases in your life. And that like showing that's okay.
Drop mic. Done and done. I don't know a better way to round off a rapid fire conversation on confidence, breast cancer awareness, all the things. Anna, thank you for these words.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I know they're what I needed to hear. And I think so many other people listening will really resonate with what you shared as well. So before I let you go, I'd love for you to just let everyone know where they can find you to learn more about all the things that you're doing.
Absolutely. So you can find me on all the social media platforms at My Cancer Chic. My blog and the affirmation cards are on mycancerchic.com. And you can always email me if you want the fastest response in terms of sharing your story, getting resources, or getting support. So I look forward to connecting with you.
Awesome. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for an incredible experience that you can see us having this conversation. And you can also subscribe to our app where it's totally free to see us having this conversation. And you can also interact with us, ask questions there. We know that it will be a great confidence boost and bring you a lot of community as well. So thank you all for listening. Anna, thank you for being here. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Bod Pod. We release new episodes every week and we're available on all podcast streaming platforms and now YouTube too. Subscribe to our channels to be the first to know. Want to talk all things body confidence, enter amazing giveaways, and hear updates about the BodCon 2023? Find us on Instagram @TheBodCon. My name's Rachel K. Grimm, and I'll see you next week.